This is So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast that will challenge Christian paradigms, uproot traditions of man, and in the end, energize your faith by grounding you in solid biblical truths as you learn to see Scripture through the eyes of the Jewish Messiah, Yeshua. Welcome, author and speaker Rabbi Jeff Grillo of the Rock of Israel Congregation in North Carolina, a Messianic synagogue that is part of the National Jewish Fellowship of the Assemblies of God. Now, Rabbi Jeff.
Oh yeah, how you doing? Shalom, shalom. I am Rabbi Jeff, Rabbi of the Rock of Israel Congregation in Hickory, North Carolina, and soon, and very soon, I believe, of a brand new congregation location in Mooresville, North Carolina. At least that is our hope. That is our goal. That is what we feel the Lord is leading us to do. And I digress. I'm supposed to say, welcome to So You Think You Know Jesus, a podcast that is a ministry outreach of the Rock of Israel Congregation in Hickory, North Carolina. And welcome, welcome, welcome. Listen, if you are in the area ever, please stop on by. Our address is at our website, myroic.org. It's given by the lovely Amy Carty, our voiceover gal, at the end of this podcast, just as she does the intro at the beginning. So make sure you get our address and service times where you can come and visit with us and worship with us. It's a wonderful group of people that you will be absolutely blessed and thankful that you had an opportunity to worship with. And if by any chance you are just not able to do that, you live too far away or what have you, not able to get here for any other reason, then I highly recommend, again, you come to our website, myroic.org, where you can watch a live stream, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time every Shabbat, every Saturday morning, or any other time. You can find our links to our YouTube channel. Services are archived there. We are on the precipice of finally getting our audio woes taken care of there, so bear with us. We actually do know what the problem is now, and I believe the problem at this point is on our end, and we're getting that resolved. So anyway, I said all that to say this. Welcome to the program. Today is going to be an interesting episode where I am just going to just share with you some general thoughts. I don't know that this is a particular lesson per se, just feeling it's where I'm supposed to go today, and that's what we do here. We try to follow the Holy Spirit as closely as we can, and we try to talk and engage with you, our beloved listener or viewer, if you are watching this on YouTube. So we want your participation. So make sure you send us an email at info@myroic.org. If you have questions, comments, concerns, if you have ideas for topics that you would like for me to cover, put "Hey Jeff" in the subject line, and that will get my attention real good, and we will address you and your topics as quickly as we possibly can. Also, please be sure to subscribe, share, and help us to get the word out to as many as possible. We are on the move, taking ground for the kingdom's glory. And today, our title is, I think I've settled on this one. And, if you're listening to this, you've already seen it. So I guess I'm not really spoiling anything here. But I was going to try to build up to it, but it really makes no sense. Because, again, you've seen the title, Rome Away from Rome, Roaming from Rome. And of course, that's the R-O-A-M-I-N-G, away from the place, Rome. So within Christian circles, and we'll just use that term, you can include Messianic if you like. It's, we're all part of the same body of Messiah. And if your part of the body likes to refer to us as Christians or as Messianic or, something else, as long as it's polite, hey, so be it. That's fine by me. I'm not a stickler for titles or whatnot. But the idea, if you are a believer at a quote-unquote normal mainstream Christian denomination, you are likely attending church services on Sunday mornings. Maybe if you are a fanatic for Jesus, I mean, you love him like there's no tomorrow, and you are dedicated. Maybe you're also going on Sunday nights. Maybe you're also there on Wednesday night Bible study, and maybe you've got youth, kids that are involved other days of the week, and church is your life. Then you are really my focus here today, because the question is, with regards to roaming away from Rome, is are you in fact doing that? You know, the Protestant church at large, you know, their claim to fame is they broke away from the Catholicism and the Roman church, which is not opinion. This is a fact that they are largely responsible for much of the, for lack of a better term, the westernization of the gospel of the Bible itself. And a lot of that, if not all of that, is rooted in the Council of Nicaea. 324 of the Common Era, I believe, is the date. And one of the most famous quotes in there, I can never get the guy's name right, Onesius, something like that is his name. But he is quoted, and you can look this up for yourself, as he said something to the effect of, "We want nothing more to do with these stinking Jews and their Sabbaths and their feast days." And it was at that point that the Roman Church, what we call Catholicism today, decided to make a conscious effort to remove the Jewishness of the gospel. They no longer observed a Friday night to Saturday night Sabbath. They switched it to Sunday, the first day of the week. And, you know, Catholic history will, you know, give you their reasonings, but the bottom line is it's ultimately tied to anti-Semitism, is what it is. And let me see. So there's that. There's the paganization of feast days, because again, we have to erase the Jewishness of the gospel, is what they believed. So therefore, you know, Passover, Yom Vikarim, the Feast of First Fruits, you know, all of these things that were taught in Leviticus 23, and by the way, they are not the Jewish feasts. Read it for yourself, Leviticus 23, over and over again. God says, these are my holy convocations. These are my feast days. These are my appointed times, says the Lord. Right? He doesn't say these are the Jewish feasts. That is absolutely not a correct interpretation. So in essence, it wages war on God himself in a lot of ways, in that we're not just, you know, erasing the Jewish people, but in essence, we're acting as editors and proofreaders for the Most High God? Heaven forbid. But that's exactly what happened. So the Catholic Church, the Roman Church under, you know, Constantine, they started to paganize things. So we're going to have this Easter celebration where we're going to even name the celebration after the pagan goddess of fertility. A very unholy thing to do. Don't believe me? Read the first 17 verses of Isaiah chapter 1. You cannot take the sacred things of God that God commanded that we ought to do forever, he says, and then, you know, do them our own way or do them the Catholic way and start to have these celebrations that maybe sort of kind of seem like they have some sort of a root in biblical reality, but the reality is they do not. They are antithetical to the truth. And in all of the protesting that the Protestants did, right, and all of the breaking away, we didn't go far enough, I believe. Because what good is it to separate ourselves from a paganized version of the Word of God, a paganized version of the Besorah, the Gospel, right? But a version that is just completely foreign to Jewish people, which is why in no small part, the vast majority of Jewish people to this day, 2,000 years later, refuse to believe that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah, and they refuse to accept the Brit Chadashah, the renewed covenant, the new covenant, the New Testament, whatever you want to call it. They reject all of that because it bears no resemblance to anything that is Jewish. It bears no resemblance to any Hebrew origin. And yet, not just the Catholic Church, the Protestant world, the evangelical world, most all of Christianity outside of Messianic Hebrew roots kind of circles, everyone else is just still cool with some of these core, basic, foundational, fundamental things that God said were His way and that they were forever to be observed. That somehow or another, the church, you know, we're okay with this. And the church is no different than the Pharisees were in Yeshua's time. You see, the Pharisees knew the Torah. They knew the Word of God that existed as of that time. They had the prophets. They had the writings. They had the Torah. But that wasn't enough for them. They held the oral traditions, rabbinic interpretations, the rabbinic law, the oral Torah, that what we call the Talmud today. They held that above the Torah and the Tanakh in terms of authority. Say that five times fast, Jeffrey. Get all tongue-tied there. But so how is that different than the church today that still clings tightly to the traditions of the church fathers above and over the truth of the Torah and the prophets and the writings and the New Testament? Because everything in the New Testament, there, I got news for you, there's nothing new. It is, what is the cliche? The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. So it's a fulfilling, it's a revelation of, it's a teaching of how we ought to walk out the everlasting covenant, the one covenant. When Jeremiah said in chapter 31, behold, I give you a new covenant, right? It's not a new covenant. It's new in that is no longer written on tablets of stone that are external. He's written them on our hearts. This is our conscience, if you want to call it that. You know right from wrong. You know adultery ain't right. You know stealing is not cool. You know murder is wrong as wrong can be. Right? So the law is written on our hearts. And if we haven't deadened our senses to that still small voice, we know it. It rings loud and clear and true as ever. But back to the church today. The church of today is just like the Pharisees of old in that we want to cling to our tradition. Well, we can't switch to Saturdays and observe an actual Sabbath. An actual Shabbat, like God said. Why? Why not? Well, you know, this is how we've always done it. This is all we know. Sundays is the day. And, you know, they'll just give their list of reasons. It's how it's always done, the traditions. Well, we can't stop celebrating Easter in favor of these, you know, Jewish holidays, because why not? Why can't you? What's holding you back? Well, it's just what we've always done. My kids, you know, they have expectations. We've raised them this way. This is, you know, what I grew up in. I have fond memories. And Christmas, and, you know, down the line, name the tradition that the church today says they've broken away from Rome. We're no longer under the authority of the Pope. The Vatican no longer dictates anything to us. However, we're still clinging to these basic core items that, in the end, draw us away from truth, keep the eyes of our understanding darkened and blind, keep our ears deafened to the Word and to the Holy Spirit. May I suggest it is time to not only roam away from Rome, but to run as fast and as far as you can while maintaining faith in the one true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one true God of Israel, and Yeshua, the Messiah, the Son of the living God, Yeshua ben Elohim. And follow him in a very biblically correct way. You've got to start to learn to see your scriptures through the eyes of the first century, Second Temple period lens of Judaism that is the Word of God. It's how Yeshua lived it, understood it, and taught it. It's the way his disciples lived it, understood it, and taught it, and their disciples for a couple of hundred years until it became perverted by Rome and twisted by Rome and made false by Rome. But a remnant has survived through the millennia. And we're alive and well here today. And we are calling you back to Chaderech, to the way. Yeshua said, I am Chaderech. I am the way. 1 John chapter 2, we ought to therefore follow Messiah. Oh my goodness, I just went, walk as Messiah walked. Good grief, Charlie Brown is one of those days. Therefore, we ought to walk as Messiah walked. How did Messiah Yeshua walk? I say it all the time. He was the most Torah observant Jew that the world has ever seen or ever will see. So therefore, we ought to be obedient. Mark chapter 1, I believe around verse 14 or so, Yeshua himself tells us what the gospel is. The gospel is this: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Therefore, repent and believe. That's it. In a nutshell, over. Game over. That's it. And kingdom is at hand. Any one of us, any day, for any one of a million reasons, could be in the presence of the Almighty God. Therefore, repent. That means return, teshuvah, return to the commandments. It's all about obedience to the commandments. Yeah, but what? Isn't that works-based salvation? No, that's Judaism. Judaism is keeping the Torah, being observant, and relying on themselves, relying on the merits of Isaac, relying on their adherence to rabbinic tradition, and rejecting Yeshua. Messianic Judaism, or true Christianity, whatever you want to call it, Chaderech, the way is this. We walk in obedience to the law because Yeshua walked in obedience to the law. That's the fulfillment of 1 John chapter 2. And we understand that all of our righteousness, our correct and lawfulness, that's what righteous means. The best we can do is filthy, filthy, filthy rags in his sight. But what's the believe part? Repent and believe. Believe is that in my obedience, I put my faith and trust, not in my ability to keep the works, but I put my faith and trust that as I keep these works, I accept the atoning blood of Yeshua. That is what makes my sacrifices accepted. That's what makes my obedience, I should say, accepted is his sacrifice. That is the grace of the gospel, that we are saved by his grace through faith. But obedience has never, ever, 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 ever been taught by Yeshua or his disciples, that obedience is to be done away with. It's never been done. And it never will be done. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can't be different today than he was at the time of Yeshua. That's just the way it is, guys. So I hope you enjoyed this. And make sure you share it with somebody. Bless you all. Shalom, shalom.
Thanks for learning with us today. For more information and resources, or to invite Rabbi Jeff to speak at your church or next event, call 1-828-201-2883. Once again, that's 1-828-201-2883. Or visit myroic.org. That's myroic.org. Shalom.